battles won.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Thursday, August number 9 in the year of our Lord 2018, as we continue along with the program on this partly sunny morning. It's a little bit muggy out there today. Not as hot as it was earlier this week, you know, as far as temperature-wise, but it's still a little bit sticky and uncomfortable. Everything is just damp and wet. It's just muggy out there in the northern climes of New England. It's summer weather, and I'm actually, well, today I'm kind of loving it. Well, Monday, you know, at 95 and like 70, 75% humidity, that was a bit much. But today, I guess, is going to be in the 80s, a little bit humid. That's fine. That's cool. That's summer style, summertime weather. So people get out there and they go to the beach on days like this, and it's just a wonderful time. Not going to complain about the weather. Not at all, because, you know, before we know it, we're going to be buried in 10 feet of snow. Yes, but they're still out there talking about now it's global warming, but as soon as, like, October comes around, it's going to be, you know, man-made climate change again. Just watch. Watch the terminology. And terminology is now seasonal. it is going to be global warming during the summer months. And it is going to be man-made climate change during the colder winter months. Watch, it's already happening that way, folks. It's just funny to note. They don't. The funny thing is they don't think we notice. They think we're too stupid and don't notice this kind of stuff. Honestly, well, the problem is that they're projecting again. They're the Democrats and leftists are famous for projecting. There you go with that. Democrats eyeing smaller magic number for House majority. See, this is, again, if we lose, we still win. Hey, you know, we needed to flip about 23 House seats before. Well, maybe we don't need to flip 23 House seats now in order to take majority control. Well, wait, you still need 23, right? I mean, that's the advantage, disadvantage type of numbers. The numbers are still the numbers. Well, maybe we'll need as few as 15. Well, how is that going to get you, if you need 23, how is 15 going to get you control? Here's what The Hill has to say on that. Several GOP-held seats are almost certainly already in the bag, meaning Democrats likely need to take a smaller number of competitive seats, perhaps as few as 15. In other words, saying that none of the Democrat seats are going to flip, but some of the GOP-currently held seats have already been pretty much flipped. Wait, are you saying that no Democrat seat has pretty much flipped already? None. This is an amazing news to me. I didn't know that no Democrat was in trouble. All Democrats that are currently running are for re-election are on solid ground. They have none of the ones that are currently running for re-election have a chance of. I did not know that they were all solid. I didn't know that they were already all reelected. It's only the GOP. It's only Republicans. Some of the Republicans are in trouble. Not I mean, really? Come on. And this is from The Hill. Now, I mean, I know The Hill is not exactly a real right-leaning conservative ragmag, but it's not a left-leaning one either. It is a little bit right of center, but they're starting to get like Fox News, and you're starting to scratch your heads and think, what the hell are they talking about? Is this part of the right-leaning media diversity project? You know, put in a bunch of liberals, in bringing on a bunch of liberals in your publication or broadcast. This is idiotic. This is assuming life in a vacuum, that only GOP candidates are at risk, and not a single Democrat candidate is at risk. We know that's not true. But, because there's already a couple of GOP seats that look like they're going to flip, you know, so maybe the Democrats only need to flip 15 now. Because, hey, none of their candidates are going to lose. Okay, if that's the way they want to take this, it's just unbelievable. Folks, but this is also why I say don't pay attention to polls. Because polls mean nothing. The only poll that means anything is that poll that's called the vote. The actual vote. I'm just beside myself with this kind of idiocy thinking and crap like that. Any case, let's see, what do we got here? YouTube. Speaking of climate information, this is from BuzzFeed. YouTube is fighting back against climate misinformation. The company YouTube, read that Google, is trying to combat scientific misinformation on its platform. Now, Wikipedia, of all things, has been helping the streaming platform describe topics like global warming, the MMR vaccine, and UFOs. I don't know. Does Alex Jones believe in UFOs? Is he a ufologist like ancient aliens? Are they going to? I don't know. I don't know what they believe about UFOs on YouTube. Is it? Do they believe that there are UFOs? And anybody who thinks that there aren't, they're going to get pulled. Where we really stand on climate change is what they want to talk about, and what they want to make sure that everybody else out there that sees videos on YouTube fully understands. YouTube is now adding fact checks to videos that question climate change. BuzzFeed has confirmed, as part of its ongoing effort to combat the rampant misinformation and conspiratorial fodder on its platform. So telling scientific truth about global warming or climate change is now conspiratorial fodder and rampant misinformation. On July 9, the company added a blurb of text underneath some videos about climate change, which provide a scientifically accurate explainer. The text comes from the Wikipedia entry for global warming and states that multiple lines of scientific evidence show that the climate system is warming. The problem is that that's a lie. It's not. And the problem is all those predictors and predictions and models, many of them have had false data entered in. They're not point. Wikipedia obviously isn't telling you and reminding you about the East Anglian University emails and memos that were leaked to WikiLeaks and then shown to the entire world about how they faked data. There is no warming. The ocean levels at most may have risen by about 2 inches. Now, that can be due to a number of different factors, simply because there's an awful lot of ice out there right now. So the fact is that in certain, you know, when you put stuff in the water, it gets, that water doesn't go anywhere. It gets displaced. It's kind of like ice in a glass. You know, you take out all the ice and you got, you know, half a cup full of soda. Actually, have you ever done that test? This is why there are a couple of reasons why you should not have ice in your glass when you go to like a restaurant. Don't do it. You're paying for the ice. Depending on the shape and style of the ice and how much they fill it up, if they fill your cup up with ice, do you realize About a quarter of that cup or glass is the actual beverage. Literally, 25%. 75% is taken up by the ice. But it looks like your glass is full, does it not? That's because the ice has to displace all of that liquid. So the more things that we put into put into the ocean, the more it gets displaced. There has been a ridiculous amount of underwater volcano activity. What does that mean? That means that the earth is spewing up a lot of lava into the water. That water has to be displaced somewhere. So that is contributing to the factor that the oceans have risen about maximum 2 inches. That's not catastrophe. That's not global warming catastrophe that they told us about. I'm just saying. But you don't hear about this scientific stuff. It's scientific fact. Look, there are more ships in the water now than ever before, obviously. Yes, these large ships displace water. I mean, the whole measurement of ships is based on their displacement. They displace it, but it doesn't affect. Yeah, it does affect the oceans. It does. You put enough of them out there, and you know, one ship, it might be minute and you won't be able to measure it, but you put more, you keep piling them on, you put thousands and thousands and thousands of these behemoths out there, they're going to have a cumulative effect. You keep pumping lava from volcanoes, underwater volcanoes, onto the ocean floor, it's going to have a cumulative effect. All of those things, and plus other things, all of those things have a cumulative effect that you know, man is contributing with putting too many ships in the waters. I'm not saying there's too many ships, but you get the idea. But it's not just man. Mother Earth's doing the same thing by putting too much lava into the ocean. Look what's happening over there in Hawaii. What, 900 square acres has been created? Well, where do you think that water's going for the 900 square acres that used to be ocean? It's got to go somewhere. Yeah, it's been displaced. Hello? I mean, this is just scientific fact, folks. I mean, I'm sorry. But you're not going to get, YouTube is not pointing you in that direction, though, is it? Of course not, because it isn't going to further their agenda. In other words, all they're saying, look, if you're still using YouTube as your only channel, you're an idiot. Stop it. We've told you and given you a number of different alternatives to YouTube, and there are plenty more out there that we didn't name that I probably don't even know about. All you're doing, look, you need to have all the stuff on your own website anyway, and it is easy to utilize things like YouTube to be the host of your video. If you have a bunch of them, because it saves space on your own site. Like, I get it. It saves, you know, the bit rate and everything, and it saves you on that. I get it. So you may not want to host it directly on your site, but there are a lot of different YouTube alternatives. If you're really trying to get an audience to your site, and you want them to stay on your site, well, then your videos should all be there. You can host them anywhere or have them be hosted anywhere. Just put them on your site. Then you can say anything you damn well please, I guess, and spread it out. You don't got to have them all in the same thing. You can put them in multiple places. You don't have to use YouTube. Use them all. You take Alex Jones there. I mean, he's all over the place, which is why so many of them are now banning him. But you get the whole point. You're not going to get this stuff in other places. You know, YouTube is trying its hardest and its damnedest to go ahead and promote its own agenda. No, I'm not down with that, folks. It's just, it's terrible. It is terrible. And I don't know why anybody puts up with it, to tell you the truth. But, you know, hey, we as Americans, we do that. So, in any case, moving on to, wait. Nope. Is it coming through the door? Yes, it is. It's here a little bit early. Good morning, Rev Rod. Good to see you.
It was so nice.
It's a happy day. Oh, happy day. Oh, it's a happy day, Raw, let me tell you. You know, Rod, who was it? A few weeks ago, I came in here and I told you about what God asked me to do. Come in here and name, give you the names of Satan. And I did that. I came and I obeyed God. And I said, I tell him, Lord. And I told him, right? Yeah, I told him. I told him the names of Satan. God came back to me and he said, you know, yeah, I talk to God all the time. Man. That's what I do. And God said to me, he says, you know, Rev Rod, you did a good job telling people about the name of Satan. He says, but there's a new problem out there. Rod, I'm telling you, there's a new problem. You know what this problem is. You know. Yes. Lord told me that I got to do something about this racist thing that everybody's been calling Donald Trump. Donald Trump ain't no racist. No, he ain't no racist. You know, they say Donald Trump hates black people. Let me tell you, Donald Trump, you don't get a racist running around kissing the faces of little black babies and little black boys and little black girls. You don't see a racist running around hugging an old black woman and shaking the hands of old black men. You don't see a racist sitting down with a room full of black men of God. You don't see that. God told me to tell people that. That ain't no racist. That's a man that loves his people. Remember, God touched Donald Trump. He touched him on the head. He tapped him on the shoulder. He said, Donald, you're going to run and you're going to win. Because you my chosen one. The people want something big, brash, and bold. He said, and beautiful. He said, you may not be all those things. I can't give the peoples what they want. I have to give them what they need, Rod. That's what he said. He gave us Donald Trump. And Trump sits down with pastors, black pastors, Asian pastors, and white pastors, and Latino pastors. That ain't no racist, Rod. Rod, he sits them down. They pray with him. And Donald Trump, because God said, all the nations shall look, they shall fear, and they shall admire. And they are doing that, Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has come to slay the dragons, Rod. Yeah, I'm here to tell you. He's come to slay the dragons. He's come to slay the demons. He's come to slay the evil. He's come to slay the swamp. He's come to slay the globalists. That's right. Oh, you all ain't hearing me. You ain't here. Oh, he's slaying them, man. He's slaying them all. He's come to slay the demons on the left. Oh, yeah, he's come to slay the demons on the right. Oh, yeah, he's come to slay the demons right down there. Sit up. Oh, he's come to slay them all. And he's laying them out. And he's exposing them all, Rod. He's exposing them. I'm telling you. No, y'all ain't hearing me. I'm telling you right now. He's exposing them all. And he's slaying them. He's winning everywhere he goes. You ain't never seen a man like this before in your lifetime. Never. I'm here to tell you the truth. That's all pastors are supposed to do is tell you the truth. I'm here to tell you the truth. The truth is Donald Trump has been touched by God. Now, I don't idolize any man, Lord. You know that. I don't idolize any man. I sit before the throne of God. I kneel before the throne of God, and I say at his feet, I say, tell me what to do, Lord. Tell me what to say. And he tells me, and I come and tell you. And I'm telling you, Donald Trump is going to lead God's people back. He's going to lead God's country back. He's doing it, Rod. He's doing it. Oh, people don't understand. They don't get it yet. But they're getting it. They're getting it. What's this thing called walk away? What's this walk away? No, you can't walk away. You better run away from Satan, I'm telling you. You got to run. Put on your running shoes and run.
You gotta run away. Ain't no walking away from Satan, man. He will snatch you back. You better run away. You better run. I told you I needed some time today, didn't I? No! I told you I was going to need some time. Oh, no. I ain't gone. We ain't gone here. We ain't gone, let me tell you. Donald Trump has came to slay those dragons. We got the dragons on the East Coast. We got the dragons on the West Coast. We got the dragons on the South Coast. We got the dragons on the Northern border. We got the dragons everywhere. What do they call it? The flyover country, right? There ain't no flyover country in God's country. It's all God's country. It ain't no flyover. You don't fly over anybody. Because nobody's higher than the other. But you got all those liberals, all those leftists that think they're better than you, better than me, better than God himself. Let me tell you something, they ain't better than nobody. Not even that, what's his name up there, that Justin Trudeau? Is that how you say it? Trudeau? He ain't better than nobody. Justin Trump. That's what he is, Justin Chump. That's what I call him, Justin Chump. Ain't no disrespect to our Canadian Christian brothers and sisters up there. No. I know they didn't put him in office, but Justin Chump. We got all those other chumps out there that are leaders. They all looking at Trump and they're saying, you know what? Trump ain't no chump. That's for sure. And Trump ain't no chump. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's right. Say it with me now. Come on. I can't hear you. You got to say it. Trump ain't no chump. Yeah, that's right. He ain't no racist. He ain't no chump. He ain't no evildoer. He's bringing the country back. Y'all gotta get in those booths in November. And make sure you give him some God-fearing help down there and drain that swamp. You gotta drain it. Then we gotta drain it. Drain it all. Every last drop. That's all I got. I'm out.
Thank you, Rev. Always a pleasure to hear have participate in some conservative church, as you say. Gotta love it. Trump ain't no chump. I don't know how else you put it, you know, what other words you put it into, but there you go. I couldn't have said it better myself. Trump ain't no chump. Can we make that a hashtag?
Warning. Listening to the Rod Eccles Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something, Snowflake.
And now a message from our sponsor. Ladies, tired of drying your hair with the same old vacuum cleaner? Try Avanchet Brand New Beauty Locks Portable Hair Dryer. It's smaller, it's faster, it's guaranteed to give you the hair you've always wanted in half the time. Beauty Locks is delicate and dainty, just like you. The dryer weighs only a pound and easily fits in your hand. Now that's beauty and convenience. With a speedy motor that will dry your hair in as little as 25 minutes, you can get gorgeous hair without falling behind schedule. Don't worry about the little ones or that pie in the oven. Thanks to an extra-long extension cord, you can move around while primping your locks. Forget those long trips to the salon and no more waiting for hours under monster machines. Avanchet gives you an easy and speedy hairdo that will blow your man away. Get it now at your nearest Macy's.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosett Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosettJr.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Today, there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for a beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now, there's a brew for the future.
Want me to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick, you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
Hello, America. It's me, your history. I remember a time when we thumbed our nose in a king's face, sent him packing. And when fascists and emperors talked a little bit too loud, we showed up, tore their cities to the ground, and then rebuilt them just to prove we could. We put men on the moon, we won a Cold War, and we elected fearless leaders who led fearless people. What the hell happened to you, America? Back in my day, we didn't elect a big-eared community organizer. We punched him in the kidney. Maybe it's time you came home, America. Home where you belong.
Where I bring to you today's holidays. The Rev is he's moving on. He's a busy man, that guy. You can't slow him down at all. But today's holidays for August 9th, there are not a lot of them. But they are thus. It is Book Lovers Day. Another one of the many days celebrating books, be they hard copy or digital. It's observed the first Saturday in November and annually on August 9. So 2 days of the year for book lovers where you want to curl up to have a good book. Well, summertime, it's, you know, you read a book at the beach or you curl up under a tree with the sun, you know, in the shade of the tree, a big giant tree. Make sure you put on your bug spray so you don't get any mosquitoes or tick bites. And read a book. It's a beautiful scene. I remember doing that as a kid. Go to the military base library, and there was last base we were at, Hancock Field, there was this huge tree in front of the library. And they, surprisingly enough, there was no seating there, but you could just go get a book at the library. I did something really strange. I actually went and got a book. Completely, the first half of the book was completely written in French. That was my first real experience with the French language. I tried to compare the French, because the second half of the book, you know, was one book, but it was just translated into French and English. And I tried to flip back and forth. The only problem with doing it that way is you don't realize, especially as a kid, that the French grammar rules are not the same as English grammar rules. In English, you know, their proper pronouns and adjectives and everything, they're flipped, and there are placeholders in the French language that really don't mean anything. I mean, well, the English has placeholders too. Like sometimes is a placeholder. It really may not mean very much of anything at all. Well, the French has, that's a part of their rule that there's a, that it means really, there is no translation, it doesn't really mean anything, it's just a verbal placeholder that indicates one way that you should read this or hear this one way or the other, you know, negative or positive, feminine or masculine. But then again, it depends on how the placeholder is, but otherwise the placeholder doesn't mean anything. So you don't know that. And I had a Dickens trying to place all this stuff that, you know, trying to convert French to English and English to French because it didn't make any sense because the grammar rules didn't match up. So when you're trying to do that, the first thing you got to know is you got to, and when you're a kid, what, in like fifth or sixth grade, first thing you don't know enough about grammar and grammar rules. So you're going to miss all that stuff. And I did, but I spent probably a couple of hours under that tree trying to figure out that book. But, yeah, you should do stuff like that. So it's Book Lovers Day. It's also National Handholding Day. Handholding is done by many different people for various reasons and is celebrated today. You often see, you know, parents holding their children's hands or lovers, you know, new lovers or old lovers holding hands. You often see, you know, two girls who are not intimate with one another. They call them girlfriends. Holding hands together. What you never see is two male best friends holding hands. No, you don't. They don't walk down. Girls can hold hands. Guys cannot. Just one of those things. Any case, it is handhold. Now, you celebrate today, obviously, by taking someone that you care about and holding their hand today. You don't even have to be walking anywhere. You could just be sitting. Hold each other's hands. It is also International Day of World Indigenous People. In other words, It is Natives Day, the world's indigenous people. Amazon tribe? He was the last one, and I think he finally died or something, but he survived for like 40 years by himself. I couldn't imagine that, but okay. But it's World Indigenous People Day. It's also National Polka Day. You know, roll out the polka, we'll have a barrel of fun. It's about the only polka song that I know. I'm not a huge fan of the... I don't particularly like the accordion. I know it's strange. I like the bagpipes, but I don't like the accordion. It's a very complicated instrument, by the way. The accordion is one of the most, like the bagpipes, is one of the most difficult instruments to learn and be able to play well. There's just so many aspects to it. It's ridiculous. But in any case, it is National Polka Day. Not international, meaning in Poland it would be, where polka is really popular, but... we used to have, didn't they have those TV shows, you know, Time Music or Time Warner Music presents, you know, polka. Get your first $9.95 for the first set, whatever, CDs. And 35 CDs of fantastic number one hit polka music. That type of thing. Anybody remember those? I haven't seen those commercials in a long time. Do they still have those music clubs? I don't think they have them anymore, do they? People don't do that. They don't tend to, well, maybe they do, I don't know. It's also National Veep Day, also known as Veep Day. Yes, this is the day that on August 9th, 1974, when President Richard M. Nixon resigned from the presidency and Vice President Gerald Ford was sworn in as president, this was the first time that a vice president became president. Because of a resignation in our nation's history, National Veep Day takes place on this anniversary. But instead of celebrating just one vice president or the office of vice president, the day celebrates a succession plan for the president. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 6 of the Constitution details how a vice president assumes the office of president. It is further clarified by the 25th Amendment, which also detailed the procedures for filling a vacancy in the vice presidency. It was these procedures that were used when Ford was nominated by Richard Nixon to become vice president in 73, following Spiro Agnew's resignation to the office because of tax evasion charges. But yeah, tax. This is what they're trying to get Trump on, by the way. They're hoping that he's got something in his past. He's not paying his taxes because Manafort didn't. Well, neither did Geithner. Anybody remember that? Timothy Geithner didn't pay his taxes. Neither did a bunch of other Democrats. They didn't pay their taxes either. But you don't see them in jail. But in any case, it is National Veep Day. It's also National Rice Pudding Day. Never been a fan of rice pudding, but if you like it, this is the day you celebrate it and have it. So there you go. Those are your holidays for today, August number 9. Now go out and celebrate responsibly. Protesters. We're used to having protesters. Yeah. Protesters actually storm Portland City Hall, injuring City Hall guards. You want to know why they're protesting? Do you want to know why protesters stormed City Hall and whipped one of the guards with a bullhorn? Yeah, I guess he got bullhorn whipped. One of the guards got the bull, so to speak. A protest against police brutality. This is one of those, you can't make this shit up, folks. A protest against police brutality itself turned violent yesterday when leftist activists attempted to storm Portland City Hall, Portland, Oregon. Well, you know, call it Oregon. Is it Oregon or Oregon? Or is it Oregon? Oh, yeah, I think they say Oregon. So the leftists were protesting police brutality by being brutal themselves. They clobbered one of the security guards with a bullhorn and scuffled with several others. It was the biggest disruption to a Portland City Council meeting in more than a year. But the council did not address the substance of the protests, protesters' ire. Now, these are leftists challenging other leftists. The Portland City Council and the Portland mayor, city mayor, they're not on the right. They're also leftists. And this is just fascinating. Excuse me. It is fascinating to me that they would be protesting one of their own or some of their own because I guess. Well, the protest came about because of a supposed police brutality during another previous demonstration the previous weekend. So basically what they were doing, the leftist little wackadoodle snowflakes, they had their feelings hurt by the police because the police wouldn't let them do whatever they wanted. And some of them got arrested and some of them got a little bit roughed up because they were attacking police and doing things that they shouldn't have been doing, basically illegal. And they're protesting the police, so-called police brutality, because the police wouldn't let them be destructive. Even in Portland, police wouldn't let, you know, the leftist mayor didn't tell the police to stand down. Remember, now, the Portland mayor evidently can do that because he told police, he's evidently accused of telling Portland police to stand down when ICE agents requested aid via 911 because of these same damn protesters. And they didn't go because the mayor told them to stand down. So he could have told them to stay. They shouldn't. Should they not be protesting the mayor now? Not the police. They should be protesting the mayor because the mayor didn't order the police to stand down. And evidently this mayor has the power to do that because that's exactly what they did as it pertained to ICE about a week or two earlier. When a 911 call came in, people and officers and agents needing assistance, Portland police ignored it because the Portland mayor is accused of telling the police to stand down, but which means he didn't tell the police to stand down against the wonderful little snowflakes rioting in the streets of Portland during a protest. So they're calling it violent crowd control techniques. Well, if they were using violent counter crowd control techniques against right-wingers or Trump supporters, they wouldn't be storming the lefties wouldn't be storming City Hall, would they? They wouldn't be beating up a guard with a bullhorn. Can you imagine getting smacked by a bullhorn from a leftist snowflake because they want to storm, you know, the city council meeting and storm City Hall, and you're a guard there and you won't let them? I don't think city guards at City Hall are armed, are they? Portland? I don't think so. Well, some of the people say that they were injured by officers dressed in military gear and wearing batons or non-lethal munitions were used on scene Wednesday trying to speak with city officials. So you demand to speak with city officials while they're in session doing the business of the city, and you're told to wait or come back another day, and you refuse? There are lots of people that want to militarize our police. I've always been against that, by the way. I've always been against militarizing our police. I think it's a bad idea. Because it gets to the point of not policing, but oppressing. Doesn't matter who you are or where you are. And this has been the historical fact, folks. I know some people are saying, no, you got to protect the police. No, I get that. I really do. I support cops. I really do. I know that there are the vast, 99.9% of them are good people, and there's that 0.1% that are bad apples that give the rest of the 99.9% a bad name. I get it. You know, most people don't understand that, but that's the way it is. There are bad apples in every profession. It's not the majority of most professions do not have a majority of bad apples. It's usually a very small percentage, but it gives that particular profession a bad name. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be cops, could be doctors, it could be lawyers, could be, well, I guess can't include lawyers in that. Just about all lawyers are bad. You want a lawyer to be bad. You want, because you want your lawyer to be a bigger badass than your opponent's lawyer. That's why. But you get the point. But I don't believe they should be militarized, because throughout history, military segments of the military have been used to police the streets. And they've been brutal. And they're usually followed by dictatorial leadership. When the police is the military and the military is the police, you have a problem. And by giving our cops military equipment that is militarizing them, and basically it's just becoming the military. Remember, Obama even said it. He said, we need to have a private service that's just as well equipped, just as well trained, just as well funded as the military. So basically a civilian military force, brown shirts. Don't turn our police into brown shirts. Nobody's going to trust them then. And there are far too many good officers out there, and they're not going to be trusted. And that's sad. And that would be very bad for our society. So stop militarizing our cops. Turn them back into peace officers again. And when you have particular issues like riots, they can gear up to protect and to protect the peace. I have no problem with, you know, police wearing, you know, bulletproof vests and all that kind of stuff, and taking shields and face masks and things into a protest area. That's highly necessary, unfortunately. But I don't think police should have military tactical gear. We got to be careful with our SWAT teams. The SWAT stuff is getting out of hand, by the way. Again, I know they're not doing this on purpose, for the most part. But they're getting a little bit sloppy. There have been too many wrong entries by SWAT teams lately. They really need to get their intel better. If you're going to be using this style, which is going to scare the hell out of people, possibly literally scare some people to death by giving a heart attack, or end up shooting the wrong people, or you go busting through the door of somebody's house who's not a criminal, and that's not the address you're supposed to be at, and they don't know, they might be firing back, especially in some states. And then what do you know? You're going to get an injured cop and an injured or dead homeowner for no reason. It's happened. You know, the where was this? There was a couple of years ago this happened. Where did it happen? Was it in, some of the Midwest. SWAT got the wrong address, busted into a guy's house, wrong guy's house. He shot and killed one of the police officers coming through. He didn't know they were police. You know, it was a home invasion. Shot and killed one of them. He was shot and severely injured. And then he was charged with, you know, murdering a police officer. Well, he really didn't. He didn't know who they were because, SWAT teams, they don't normally bust in saying, SWAT, police. They just bust in and say, everybody down, 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 get down. You don't know if they're cops or not. Not in the heat of the moment. So it's a very, and it's a tactic that police departments across the country are starting to question themselves. This is not just us civilians question it. The police departments are starting to question this because there have been too many mistakes. So it's just like the high-speed chases. There are police departments that absolutely refuse to do high-speed chases for a good reason. And so they're using all kinds of other techniques to either prevent or stop a chase. Because there are far too many innocent people are being killed as a result of a high-speed chase. So police departments, again, are rethinking the whole thing and how they handle it. So it's not that it's not available to them. It's not that they 100% cut it out. It's not like they don't chase criminals. They just figure out better, more efficient ways of doing it, and they're starting to look at more efficient ways than just busting down somebody's door with a SWAT team coming in. That's a good thing. Again, that is true policing. When you're doing things to protect the peace and the innocent, that's what cops are supposed to do. And, you know, cops are human. Sometimes their information is wrong, but it's very sad and very bad when innocent people suffer because the police get it wrong. And it happens. It does happen. So they're rethinking this. But violent crowd control? No, look, I've seen a lot of these things. Police usually, if you don't, even sometimes when these idiots throw stuff at the police, they don't react. And there are times when they're told, yeah, you know, that they're doing real bad stuff, these demonstrators. You gotta clear them out and get, you know, regain the peace. So they do. And these people don't take that to that movement of police very kindly. So they try to attack the police. Well, what's a cop supposed to do? Just supposed to stand there? Well, this is why they have batons. Those are non-lethal weapons for the most part. So they can try to control the crowds like that. But they're supposed to be able to do anything they damn well please. You know, they're the snowflakes. They're the chosen ones. They want to do whatever they want to do and get away with it. Well, that's not happening anymore. At least even in liberal Portland, Oregon. State police. And this is out of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Excuse me, that's Massachusetts, actually, for those of you in Rush Limbaugh's Rio Linda. Yes, state police are testing saliva swabs to catch stoned drivers. Not drunk drivers. Stoned drivers. Stateies are testing a saliva swab to catch you driving stoned if you've smoked marijuana or so. State police are expecting a surge in drugged, not drunk, as in drunk driving, as in drinky driving, but drugged driving now that pot is legal in that state, and looking for a way to prove a driver is high. Yes, after finalizing tests of swabs they administered to about 170 people at roadside sobriety checks and at a drug treatment center, the Massachusetts State Police assessment is part of a nationwide effort by police to deal with the lack of chemical tests available for drug intoxication comparable to breathalyzers that are used to measure drunkenness. Now, legal experts say any chemical test is likely to face challenges in court. Yeah, of course. They always are. Hell, you know, breathalyzers are still challenged in court. We're hoping the technology catches up, similar to the breathalyzer. It comes up with some way for us to detect if somebody is under the influence of marijuana, said State Police Spokesman Major Rick Ball. The goal is to maintain safe roadways. Now, the cotton swab samples are analyzed to detect the presence of marijuana, methamphetamines, and heroin in a driver's saliva. However, it doesn't tell the police how much is in a suspect system or how intoxicated or high that person is. And it cannot determine in the case of some people there's such a thing as contact high. It doesn't tell you how much. You know, you're in the same room as somebody who's smoking the stuff, and you inhale a little bit of it. Well, it's going to show up in a quick test like that. And are you high? Probably not. And does it make you a user? Does it show that you're a user or not? No, it doesn't. So it is fraught with problems. I agree, folks. It is fraught with problems. But in any case, I'm out of time for the day, but we'll be back here tomorrow. So tune in then, folks. See you then. Friday, open mic Friday, Freedom Friday.
Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. Damn, it feels good to be a Clinton. A shameless politician always plays her cards right. Got a crew for the fight on the airwaves. Lap dogs in the press keep the mouths tight. Cause a Clinton never needs to explain what, why it is, what they done, or with who. A real Clinton knows that they're entitled. And you don't get to know what they do.
What difference does it make?